African-Americans in school with you?
There were a few. There by no means was a large amount. I mean, maybe 20. I mean, nothing huge by any means.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Were they there the whole time? I mean, mm-hmm. were there yes. some folks that you went to elementary school with and just went over with?
Yes, there were. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this wasn't really a big thing for you about whether, about who was in school with you. Some communities, you know, integration.
Oh, no, it wasn't a big deal at all. It didn't matter in the least. It was just another friend. I mean, so, no, it was not a big deal to anyone.
Okay. Were there, do you remember ever there being any special things that happened with African Americans in school?
I remember we'd always, of course, have, you know, your, in February's Black History Month, so you'd do things for that, but other than that, no, there's no special attention or anything like that drawn to the fact that they happen to be African American.
Okay, okay. No, cultural differences or, you know, musical things that you can remember?
No, not that I remember. All the schools were pretty strict about music anyway, so you didn't get to hear anything anyhow, so I don't remember anything about that.
Okay. Okay. Any favorite teachers?
Oh, geez. Let's see. I had a great physics teacher at Centennial. That was Mr. I had a great art teacher, Mr. helped steer me towards my art degree.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I remember liking anything about middle school, let's see. And I remember in third grade I had Mrs. and she was a great teacher as well. So those are the ones that stick out right away.
I think everybody has one or two.
Yeah.
Remember.
Mm-hmm.
Were there particular things about them that you remember? You know,
they were just the more fun teachers. You know, it wasn't always, oh, you have to do this, you have to do this now. It was more of, oh, well, you know, if we get to it, we do, and we'll have fun learning along the way. And Mr. was actually one of the teachers who would have no problem with getting up and making a fool of himself to prove a point. So, I mean, it's just the more active they are, the more memorable it is to me. So.
Okay. Okay. Did you ever study the history of Roswell in school?
No, we didn't. We had Georgia history, which I actually missed out on because I was in a TAG program, which is our Talented and Gifted program, and instead I spent a year studying the Confederate War, I believe. So I missed out on Georgia history altogether.
Well, now, which war was that?
I believe the Confederate War.
Oh, and that one, other people might call that the Civil War?
Yeah.
Oh, so you've... but they called it the Confederate War.
Yes, it was a ridiculous class. I'll be the first to admit it. I don't remember much from it.
Well, different parts of the country, they had different names for that
yes,
war.
Yes,
so,
yeah.
That's an interesting one. What about places in Roswell? The mill? Do you know anything about the...
I don't know. I know where it is. I don't know much about it as far as historic... or otherwise. I know that there's ongoing efforts right now to keep it as it is, you know, to keep it from falling apart or anything. But other than that, I don't know much about it. I know about the Roswell Square. They have the Roswell Art Festival is held there every year. So I'm active with that. So I'm familiar with the square. But other than that, nothing. No historic properties that I'm very familiar with.
Okay. You never got taken to that house with...
There's a couple. There's Smith Plantation. There's Bullock Hall, but I've never been to either one of them actually.
Okay, okay. So the history of the town is not really, not a big deal for you.
No, it never. I mean, I enjoy it. The fact that there is a strong history and that, you know, it's there in all the buildings. But no, I've never made the effort to learn about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's shift gears a little bit mm-hmm. and. Talk about just day-to-day living
okay.
in Roswell. And this may, sometimes people think about communities as being composed of Bullock Hall
mm-hmm.
or, you know, the big church around the corner.